Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
From President Trump or Musk. Three Israeli hostages taken by Hamas October 7th were released today in exchange for dozens of Palestinian prisoners. But the International Committee of the Red Cross says in a statement it's increasingly concerned about the conditions that surround release operations. More than 90 million Americans from the Dakota through the Northeast under winter weather alerts. This is ABC News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced that seven cases of bird flu have been discovered at live poultry markets in New York City. So those markets in the city and the surrounding counties have been ordered closed for at least 1 week. She says there's no risk to the general public. One of the January 6th prisoners freed by President Trump's pardon is facing more criminal liability.
Separate from his federal conviction, Guy Reffitt is accused of possessing an unregistered silencer, a violation of Texas law. He's free on bond, but with conditions. For example, he cannot have contact with his son, Jackson Reffitt.
I love him. I wanted him to get help in prison, but the only thing he's got is more radicalized.
The younger Reffitt turned his father in after he returned from the January 6th riot at the Capitol and testified against him in federal court. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show returns to New York City's Madison Square Garden today for the first time in 5 years. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwood and Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
It's currently an overcast 29 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our afternoon forecast calls for cloudy skies with light snow. Up to an inch of snow is possible with highs reaching near 30 degrees. For tonight, flurries possible early this evening, then partial clearing and colder with lows dropping to around 10 degrees. On Sunday, lots of sunshine and seasonably cool with highs reaching around 24. Staying mostly clear and cold on Sunday night, lows dropping to around 5 degrees. And for your Monday forecast, expect partly cloudy, a 40% chance of snow showers late Monday night, highs reaching around 25. Again in Richland Center, after our morning's low of 22 degrees, we're currently at an overcast 28.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts, going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center wants to say a big thank you to all of their customers with Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through the 22nd. It'll be the perfect time to stock up and save. Get 20% off all parts during the entire event. And what's a celebration without some delicious food? Stop in and enjoy mouth-watering barbecue pork sandwiches from Richland Locker, available for all customers. So whether you're gearing up for spring work or just stopping by for the food and the deals, Simpsons Tractor has you covered. So mark your calendar. Join the fun during Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through February 22nd at Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center. Great deals, great food, and heartfelt thanks. Don't miss it. See you there.
Today is Saturday, February 8th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. On Thursday afternoon at approximately 4:29, the Grand County Sheriff's Office was called regarding a male causing a disturbance inside St. Mary's Catholic Church in the city of Fenimore. It was reported that a male was trying to get into a locked room and demanded to speak with a priest. When Grand County deputies arrived on scene, they found the male in the front of the church, near the altar, extremely agitated and yelling profanities at deputies. Deputies attempted to gather information from the male, but the male would not identify himself and continued to yell things about Jesus Christ Almighty and the devil. The male then grabbed numerous metal candle holders from the altar and threw them to the floor and one toward a deputy. At that point, a deputy drew their taser and advised the male he was under arrest and given numerous commands to put his hands behind his back and to get down on the ground. The male did not comply with commands and then walked up several steps to the raised area and turned his back, putting his arms out to his side and fell backward off the raised area and struck his head on the floor. Deputies then made contact with the male and he was arrested and he resisted the deputy's attempts to secure his wrists in handcuffs. Due to the continued resistance, a deputy deployed his taser device. After handcuffs were applied, the male continued to resist deputies with his legs. When other responding law enforcement officers arrived on scene, they secured his ankles with restraints. EMS was called to the scene to evaluate the subject due to the taser deployment and a laceration to his head. The subject was transported via ambulance to Grant Regional Healthcare Center in Lancaster for further treatment. No deputies were injured during the incident. The male suspect in this incident was later identified as Aaron Peterson, 38, of Fenimore. This incident will be referred to the Grant County District Attorney's Office with the recommendation that the individual be charged with disorderly conduct and resisting obstructing an officer. On Friday afternoon, the Viroqua Fire Department responded to a brush fire between two structures. At approximately 2:30, the Viroqua Fire Department was dispatched to 53261 County Road B in the town of Jefferson. Upon arrival, smoke and flames were visible coming from a brush fire, which had spread to a nearby structure. The fire was quickly brought under control and extinguished. Damage to the structure and some farm equipment was reported, but most of the structure and equipment were able to be saved due to the quick response. No other buildings were reportedly affected by the fire. The Viroqua Fire Department cleared the scene at approximately 6 p.m. No injuries to civilians or firefighters were reported. The origin and cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Viroqua Fire Department was assisted by the Westby Fire Department, Viola Fire Department, Vernon County Sheriff's Office, and Tri-State Ambulance. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has identified 88 school districts who will have 94 referendum questions in the spring ballot in the upcoming elections. This follows the November 2024 fall ballot, which saw 138 referendum questions across 122 school districts, and the spring 2024 elections, which saw 103 referendum questions across 93 school districts. According to the Wisconsin Policy Forum, 2024 now holds the record for the most school district referenda that went before voters across Wisconsin in a single year, at 241, breaking the previous record of 240 set in 1998. Five school districts are among the 88 schools with spring 2025 referendum questions that will appear on the February 18th primary ballot, including Mauston, which is seeking an operational referendum to avoid dissolving as a school district. On April 1st, the 89 remaining questions going to referendum on the spring election ballot include for school districts such as Baraboo, Cuba City, DeSoto, Dodgeville, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Riverdale, River Valley, Shullsburg, Viroqua, and Weston. Stay tuned. WRCO News Time is 10:12.
Looking for an exciting seasonal job? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort will be hiring for the 2025 season. Whether you're looking for hands-on work, customer service, or behind-the-scenes roles, they have a variety of positions available. The resort offers a welcoming team environment and a chance to be part of a unique and fun destination. Ready to join the team? Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, for an application and more details on the 2025 season.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Today's news continues. There are many different types of scams consumers get targeted with daily. One of the more common scams that the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has received increased reports about is the law enforcement scam. Michelle Reinen is with DACAP.
Scammers who are impersonating law enforcement agencies and officials, and they're doing that through phone, through text message, through email. The scams are attempting to take different forms and targeting different people from all sorts of locations across the state. It's not one target area, but there are similarities. And what that is that the scam usually begins as a phone call that appears to come from a local law enforcement agency like the local police department or sheriff's office, and they're using caller ID manipulation. They are spoofing that phone number so it looks like it is coming from that local police department and sheriff's office. And once that scammer has the consumer on the line, they're making threats. And those do vary. They can say that you failed to appear for jury duty, that there's a warrant out for your arrest, that you owe them unpaid fines, and some even say that they're conducting an investigation on fraudulent PPP loans from the COVID times. So lots of different threats that can apply both to consumers at their residence, and professionals are being contacted at their places of work with these scams.
If you do receive a phone call from a presumed law enforcement official and are asked for money, never give in to pressure to pay them. They are not who they say they are.
They're never going to demand cash, gift cards, cryptocurrency, or any form of immediate payment. You may have a fine or a fee that needs to be paid, but they aren't going to demand that happen during that phone call. And then remember, don't trust that caller ID. They are using that caller ID to lend legitimacy to their scam. And of course, scammers threaten you because they want you to comply without questioning their identity or motives. But before you comply, please pause. Ask yourself questions. Consider talking to someone you trust about the situation, especially when the individual says you need to keep it a secret. That needs to be a red flag.
Michelle Reinen urges to beware, even if the caller says that they are a law enforcement official.
It's most concerning when it's happening with law enforcement or government officials, because people are more responsive to that than even a business. And so we need to be sure that we're recognizing those signs and doing what we can to control those situations by either not picking up or hanging up right away.
If you have been contacted by or been scammed by a law enforcement impersonator, you can contact DACAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Faith, Family, and Friends Walk with Grace team will be hosting a dance tomorrow from 1 until 5 o'clock at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Music will be provided by Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band, who have performed at many fundraising events over the years.
I'm guessing somewhere around 15 years. I haven't written it down, but it's got to be 15 years or more that we've been doing it for several different organizations here, and we've got quite a following that come out. We always have a great time, and it's so good to see so many friendly faces and people that want to come out and dance, and those that don't want to dance, enjoy the music, set their tap their toe, and visit with their friends, and it's a social outing.
The event will also have food, a bake sale, and other activities to help raise money for Grace.
This benefit is for Faith, Family, and Friends team of Walk with Grace. They've put together quite a long list of things to be raffled off and auctioned off. It includes a smoked brisket beef, which you don't find everywhere. There's a 60 by 80 quilt. There's a wine cabinet, a coffee table, and those are some of the bigger items. But then they'll also feature some bake sale items and just a lot of other merchandise that's been donated that will be raffled off that day. And you just almost have to come and see it. And then, of course, we have a 50-50 raffle. Probably have one or two of those at least through the day.
Everyone is welcome to attend the Faith, Family, and Friends Walk with Grace team dance tomorrow from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center. A $10 donation is requested for admission, with all proceeds from the event going towards the Walk with Grace. Today's vital statistics are next.
When it comes to great food and good times, Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the place to be. Kick off your weekend with their famous Friday Night Fish Fry, featuring shrimp that hits the spot. On Saturdays, savor the rich flavors of prime rib and shrimp alongside a full menu that's sure to please. Looking for a quick, satisfying lunch? Turbo's has you covered with soup and sandwich specials, or try the legendary hash burger. Sundays are all about comfort with roasted chicken and homemade soups and desserts. Turbo's Bar and Grill, your go-to for delicious meals and unforgettable moments. One visit and you'll be hooked.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Today is Saturday, February 8th. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Waseca, died February 1st. A funeral mass will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Bosque Bell. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service in Bosque Bell on Sunday from 1 until 4, and at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church on Monday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to a charity of your choice are appreciated. Steve Johnsrud is survived by two children, Tristan and Laura Johnsrud of West Salem, and Sarah and Chris Diaz of Eau Claire. Four grandchildren, siblings Margaret and Tom Davidson, Linda and Jimmy Garza, Donald B. Johnsrud, Sue and Arnie Clemma, Alan and Tracy Johnsrud, and Paul and Tammy Johnsrud. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Waseca. Gay V. Donovan, 70, of Casanova, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Funeral service will be held on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Monday from 10 until the time of the service at 1. Burial will follow in the Souls Creek Cemetery. Gay Donovan is survived by her husband, Dr. Joseph Doc Donovan, 12 children, Vicki Donovan, Joey Donovan, Scott and Sherry Donovan, Steve Donovan, Jason and Jody Donovan, Tim and Carlene Donovan, Dale and Samantha Donovan, Jennifer Storkson and Todd Abing, Jackie Spencer and Rory Cummins, Tommy Donovan and Jen McGuire, Stephanie and Chris Muller, and Lucky and Brandon Donovan Fowell, along with 14 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, 3 brothers, Russell and Myra Jones, John and Elaine Jones, and Jack Jones, along with nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Gay V. Donovan, 70, of Casanova. Carol Sue Addison, 85, of Richland Center, died on Monday. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday at 1:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of the service at 1:30. Carol Addison is survived by her children, Brenda Addison, Eric and Bob Addison, Matthew and Kelly Addison, and Michael Addison. Sisters Deanna O'Connell and Manola Norris, along with other relatives and friends. Carol Sue Addison, 85, of Richland Center. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center, died Sunday at home. Graveside services will be held on Thursday at noon at the Dayton Corner Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Mike Baker is survived by his mother, Jackie Baker of Richland Center, father Douglas Baker of Georgia, brothers Shane and Haley Clems of Richland Center, and Brian Baker of Georgia, a special aunt, Liz Gott of Waterloo, special cousin, Amy B. Barrett of Waterloo, special friends, Jamie, Rich, and Tim, along with other cousins, relatives, and friends. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today, James and Cheryl Kinney. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, the snow band is gradually pushing into the area from the northwest now. It'd be kind of a slippery afternoon traveling, so please be careful. Certainly the heaviest snow has been staying north of us in a strip from central Minnesota through central Wisconsin. Reports of up to 7 or 8 inches already in parts of central Wisconsin around Wausau back to Medford and just north of Eau Claire. We are expecting the snow around here to amount to maybe an inch or two through this this evening before it tapers off. Some colder air will filter in behind the system for tomorrow, and it will stay quite chilly for the upcoming week, with temperatures generally running 5 to 8 degrees below normal. There'll be another weak front passing through the region late Monday night, early Tuesday, might generate a few snow showers. A stronger storm system going south of us Wednesday into Thursday morning could bring us a couple inches of snow, certainly bears watching, and then we could have a powerful storm hit our region by next Friday night and Saturday. Stay tuned for updates on this busy period of weather. Your forecast for the afternoon: cloudy skies with light snow likely, generally an inch or so, but a few spots might get 2 inches. High temperature near 30. Northeast wind 5 to 10, becoming north later. Flurries possible early this evening, then partial clearing and colder, low near 10 degrees. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, seasonably cool with a high of 24, wind northwest to west around 10. On Monday, partly cloudy, low 5 degrees, high in the mid-20s. Chance of snow showers coming up late Monday night. Tuesday, chance of snow showers early in the morning, then partly cloudy and cold. Low 4 degrees with a high near 12. Wednesday, cloudy with light snow likely in the afternoon and night. A few inches are possible. Low 3 with a high of 19. Thursday, 50% chance of light snow in the morning, then partial clearing. Low 6 with a high of 20. And Friday, partly cloudy and cold. Low 3 below, high of 17. Significant snowstorm possible Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're currently at an overcast 29 degrees in Richland Center. We have a wind speed averaging about 5 to 6 miles per hour out of the west. Barometer reading of 29.90, and no precipitation to report yet here in Richland Center. We had yesterday's high reaching 26 degrees. Our morning's low was 22. The record set in 2024 was 58 degrees. Record low in 1971 of 28 degrees below zero. Last year's high reached 58, which was the record, and had a low of 40. The sun will set today at 5:23 and rise tomorrow morning at 7:08. Again in Richland Center, we're currently at an overcast 29 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's carbon fiber mountain bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. Congratulations to WRCO's Henry Bray for being last week's Solid Gold Dancer of the Week.
Thank you.
We'll have a dance-off and a tickle fight this Saturday night. with WRCO's Those Were the Days right here between 6 and midnight Saturday night. Don't miss a moment. The best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll be rocking and rolling and reminiscing, taking your requests. We'll be playing a few songs that were written by Bob Dylan but recorded by other artists.
If not for you.
Those are the days at WRCO Saturday night. It's sponsored in part by Chesnick Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Mastodon Records, along with A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales. Join us Saturday night for Those Were the Days.
WRCO. We hope that you are having a nice afternoon. Along with David Werman, I'm Bill Twining from Prairie du Chien High School. David, we expected earlier in the week this tournament might be affected by weather. But the forecast kept getting better day after day after day, and we're still looking for our first snow flurry. We're not. We're inside.
We're inside, yeah.
But we're grateful to be here, and hopefully the weather will hold off. And whatever they're talking about for next weekend will change, and we'll have another wrestling tournament to attend. This is the all SWAL SWC conference clash. We are in the semifinals, David, and my understanding was that we were going to take our lunch break before the semifinals started, but no. Press on.
Threw us a curveball at a wrestling match.
Semifinals are going. We're already up to 126, 132 pounds. Take your pick. Do you have a match you'd like to take a look at?
Yeah, Matt Toohey got Lakota Brewer of Riverdale. He's up against Sammy Springer from Mineral Point. Lakota's got himself a 5-0 lead here as they have a stalemate, and we are one just under a minute to go in the match. So he's looking pretty good here as he's facing Springer from Mineral Point. A tall, lengthy kid. This is our semifinal matches. Bill had mentioned this winner of this obviously will move on to the championship match. It's the opponent is on mat two right now. That other match is going on mat one, the other semifinal match, as Lakota is in control here now 8-0 as he scores another 3-point takedown. Now we're under 20 seconds to go as he's in good control there. Trying to look for maybe some near fall here, trying to get the hip turn to the mat. Now he's getting it. Now he's getting some near fall time. Can add to his 8-0 lead here. We're down to the last couple seconds as Lakota is going to be a winner here with a score of 12-0 at 132. So he will move on to the championship match there. His opponent not yet determined. That match is still going on mat one. There is an injury time right now, blood time it looks like for Hoffman of Prairie du Chien.
And he's the one who I believe has the lead, 7-3, if I'm reading the scoreboard correctly.
Yeah, it looks like 7-3, Hoffman, the junior of Prairie du Chien. He's leading this match. I'm not sure what period is because when they do blood time, the blood time comes down on the scoreboard. Stop blood time, then it switches.
I think it's the third period.
Yeah, there's three dots. Not sure what the time is left.
Maybe you can keep an eye on that, David. I have some recapping to do. When we left you, Mason Jelenic of Richland Center in the quarterfinals was wrestling Cullum Crist of Darlington. Jelenic came from behind, came of a 7-4 deficit to score an 8-7 win. So the senior from Richland Center, Mason Jelenic, advances on to the semifinals with an 8-7 win over Cullum Crist of Darlington. Jelenic will meet Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland in one semifinal at 190. The other one will pit Nolan Wolf of Lancaster against Blake Brickle of River Valley, who held on for an 11-8 win over Fenimore senior Drew Krubel, who is now in the consolation bracket. 215 pounds in the semifinals, a win for Blake Carey of Prairie du Chien, two-time conference champ. He scored a pin against Richland Center's Ethan Bindle, 143, the pin time for Carey. Bindles in the consolation bracket, along with Alan James of Mineral Point, who was pinned by Fenimore senior Jaden Cup, Mason Monterano of Belmont Flatfield, and second-seeded Ross Chris of Darlington Blackhawk also advanced to the semifinals at 2:15. Chris with a win over Mason Johnson of Boscobel Wazika Steuben, who earlier in the day scored a 29-second pin over Dodgeville's John Qualley. 285, if you blinked, you missed it. Grant Matthews of Riverdale, the top seed, a 19-second pin against Timothy Nelson of Lancaster. Joining Matthews in the semifinals are Dalton Wolf of Fenimore, Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien, and Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. And Brockhoff was a pin winner. Simmons scored a first period pin, and Wolf was a 3-2 winner over Matt Horrett of Mineral Point. And that wrapped up the quarterfinal round. What's happening on the mat, David?
Well, we now have a chieftain out there. Brody Mead, Jr., is facing Mason Hurd, a junior from Prairie du Chien. 0-0 midway through the first period, 138 pounds. Guys are on their feet here looking for takedowns. Nobody scored yet. So arm drag there by Brody. By sizing each other up there. Bill mentioned we're in the semifinal round here. I think I got a theory what they're doing, Bill.
Okay.
Mat 1 and 2 seem to be semifinal matches.
Yes.
Mat 3 seems to be consolation.
Okay.
Mat 4 is JV.
This is the format.
Format.
Yes.
And I'm guessing there's not many JV matches left because they're calling awards for that and they're up to 190. So switch that to a consolation match. Not as many consolation matches, so they should catch up, I would expect, to the semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
The only theory I got.
They have a plan.
The only theory I got, and I asked Blake Terry his opinion.
What was Terry's theory?
He agreed with me.
You better be glad he didn't disagree with you.
Yeah. Down to the closing seconds in the first period here. Still 0-0. Is not much action in the Meath-Hurd match. Not the Meath-Smith match.
No.
There's an attempt for a takedown for Hurd. Their uniforms are very similar, so I got to really pay attention. Riverdale's got the white band that goes all the way around. I got to watch that. Otherwise, they're similar black and maroon colors. White in there. We're going to start the second period here, and Brody will be in the top position as Hurd comes to his feet. Now Brody's trying to just pull that head to the mat, which he's done. Now he's got a possible near side cradle, retreats off that, gives up on it. Wants to stay back behind those hips, regroup. Now Hurd is able to come back to his feet again. Hurd scraped over. He's just going to give up that escape. Want to get in trouble there and give up a reversal. Just one.
These two did not wrestle at the Bi-State, where Brody was third at 138 pounds and Mason Hurd was sixth at 144.
120 to go in the second period. It's a 4-0 lead for Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien. He's got a little work here. There's a nice throw there. That's me. Got the takedown at the edge of the mat. Trying to stay on. Free takedown. Nice little toss there as they go off. But he is going to get too near fall. So nice job there for Brody.
How about that?
Taking the lead here. 5-4. Third will make his way back to center. He'll get down in the down position. Set. Brody's going to cover. Again, Hurd works his way to his feet. Brody's draped over that leg, trying to keep weight down on those hips as he's able to return him back to the mat. Got to have a little better breakdown there. Nice little roll into a possible half Nelson, but no near fall as Hurd is able to come back to his face. There's a switch for Hurd, and Brody's able to recover. Now he's racking up some near fall here. He's going to get three. Not been awarded yet. The move has not been broken. There's the three. Still a little cushion there, 8-4. 20 seconds to go in the second period here for Brody Meath. Two juniors out here. Brody's record 32-3. Mason is 38-6. Hart's trying to come around. He's looking for his reversal. That's the end of the whistle, but he is going to get two reversals. Fortunately for Brody, the end of the period came about because he was on his back in trouble. The reversal is going to get it within two for Hurd. The lead still is Brody Meese. Brody's going to take the bottom position now in the third period. Tough on the bottom here. Work to your feet. Slowly comes up to one foot, then the other foot. Now he's underneath. Fight for hand control. There's a good Ramat return for Hurd. Got to be active, but be smart here. You got a two-point lead. Don't want to lay there and get any warning. Stalling. There's the warning against Hurd. So good job for Brody. Brody does turn away and get the escape. Now he's got that three-point lead. Got to be smart here. Be active. Be aggressive. Work the center of the mat. That's a circle back into the middle. A head snap for Hurd. Brody's able to recover, pops back to his feet. Now they're at the edge of the mat. He's got an overhook. A nice little chance at a throw there, a little sloppy. He's going to give up the takedown as they go off the mat there. That's the problem with the edge of the mat wrestling these days. You got to have a good toss there at the edge. You got to. Last year, that would have been out of bounds and no score.
Yeah.
So the three ties it up, 9-9, as Hurd is going to give Brody the escape before the whistle. So 10-9, under a minute to go. Here we are, 10-9 lead for Brody Meath. Got to continue to be aggressive. Has not been warned. Hurd has got the stalling warning. Spin around there by Hurd. Good match here at 138 pounds. Brody's doing enough just to circle in the mat. If he works in the center of the mat, he should be okay for any stalling. There's a good drag by Hurd. He's up on a deep single, got it up in the air. Now Brody's got to keep his balance. Now he's a wizard by Hurd. There you go. Nice job. Able to step off the edge of the mat. Both guys, no takedown awarded. And we have blood time, 11 seconds to go in the match. 10-9 lead for Brody. The blood time is on Mason Hurd. His blood time counts down for 5 minutes. Throwing carry of zero point. He's out there on mat two. The seniors at a 0-0 match. Eli Aird of Darlington Blackhawk, another senior. He's on mat three. And that's a 0-0 match.
Brody Meese attempting to join his teammate Lakota Brewer in the semifinals. Brewer's opponent will be second-seeded Porter Cosman of Prairie du Chien. That's at 132 pounds. Meese attempting to reach the semifinals at 138, or reach the finals, I should say. And his opponent would be Dylan Weigel of Belmont Flatfield.
Still working on the blood time over there for Hurd. About 3.5 minutes to go in his blood time, and they stop it there. So now it's just cleanup. Once they get the blood control, they're not charged for the cleanup against his blood time. So he's got 3.5 minutes left of blood time. But I believe there's only 11 seconds left in the match, unless he would happen to tie it up or something. 1 point lead, 10-9, Doty Meath. Looking to make the finals here at this Clash, SWC-SWAL conference tournament. Rowan Carey's got the first lead of that match. He's up 3-0 over Oliver Harkis, the freshman. Harkis, we were talking earlier a little bit about he beat Owen Sefru of Arlington Blackhawks. Got a tough match here against the senior from Mineral Point. Rowan is looking for a pin, but Marcus is able to roll out of that. Does give up the near fall. Looks like we're about ready to go back to Brody's match. We get reset with 10 seconds on the clock. 1 point lead for Brody. As Hurd goes right after him, trying to get a push off and a warning. It's a warning, though, I believe. What? Oh, the warning's against... Jeff Campbell was not happy, but the warning was against Freddie Sheen's wrestler, I think, for pushing off the mat. But Brody does a nice job. He holds on to an 11-9 win, so he will move on to the 138-pound championship match. And as Bill mentioned, he will wrestle Dylan Weigel in the final.
And we'll be back with more from Prairie du Chien in just a moment. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hello friends, Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Bring you up to date on what's happened so far in the semifinal round of the All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash. At 106 pounds, advancing to the finals, are freshman Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point and Griffin Wineski of Iowa Grant Highland. Burkhalter's match was short, 55 seconds, over William Cradiville of Lancaster. Wineski went the distance, with Griffin Wineski of Iowa Grant Highland a 10-6 winner over Blake Fouts of Dodgeville. Meanwhile, in the consolation bracket, Wyatt Tram, a freshman from Riverdale, picked up a win, and he continues on in his quest towards third place. If he wins his next match, he'll wrestle for third. If he loses, he'll wrestle for fifth. At 113 pounds in the semifinals, top-seeded and defending conference champion Shane Rashawn of Dodgeville did not wrestle. He won by medical forfeit over Carson Bassett of Fenimore. In the bottom bracket, in the semifinals, Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien, a sophomore, second-seeded, was a major decision winner against Lennon Ewart of Mineral Point. So Rashawn and Reed go for the title. Dropping down into the consolation bracket is Ewart. Meanwhile, in wrestleback activity, both Caden Sibby of Richland Center and James Schramm of Riverdale picked up victory. And their tournament continues. They will both place possibly as high as third, no lower than sixth, Schramm and Sibby. At 120 pounds in the semifinals, Ethan Hady of Richland Center picked up a win over Ashton Udelhoven of Boscobel-Wauzeka-Steuben. That was a 15-0 technical fall for Hady. His fine tournament continues. He'll be in the finals against Liam Carey, a freshman from Mineral Point. Carey was a winner over Cade Birchman of Fenimore. 9-3 was that score for Liam Carey. In the consolation bracket, Hunter Wilkinson of Riverdale scored a pin over Aiden Weigel of Belmont Platteville, and Wilkinson moves on. He will next wrestle Ashton Udelhoven of Boscobel-Wauzeka-Steuben. The winner of that match goes on to wrestle for third. The loser of that match will wrestle for fifth. At 126 pounds to the finals, go Rhett Spurley of Dodgeville and Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville. Spurley, a sophomore, was a 7-1 winner over senior Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland. And Briggs Weigel, a freshman from Belmont Platteville, was a pin winner against Elliot Kite of Mineral Point. At 132 pounds, we can tell you about Lakota Brewer of Riverdale, an 8-0 major decision against Sammy Springer of Mineral Point in one semifinal. And the other, Porter Kosman of Prairie du Chien, was an 8-6 victory against Cuba City Benton Southwestern's Bryce Buxton. Still waiting on some finals in the consolation bracket at 132, but we'll keep an eye out for Hayden Altman of Iowa Grand Highland. Do we have a final there, David?
We do. He just finished with a 3-0 victory.
So his tournament continues. He will place somewhere between third and sixth, Hayden Altman, a freshman from Iowa Grand Highland. And at 138 in the semifinals, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville, a 7-3 win against Connor Brimeyer of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Weigel's been to state twice. Brimeyer was there 2 years ago as a sophomore. Nice battle there. Much like the one David described for you between Brody Meese of Riverdale and Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien, two other state tournament veterans. Meese was an 11-9 winner in his semifinal over Hurd. Meese to the finals for Riverdale against Weigel of Belmont Platteville. Consolation route action at 138 includes Aiden Bedward of Iowa Grand Highland, Mason Scullion of Mineral Point, and Kyle Wassinger of Richland Center, who has won a match and lost a match so far today. In the semifinals at 144, do we have any finals to report there, David?
Hawken Peterson was a winner. 18-2 over Colton Collison of Fenimore.
And Peterson, last year he wrestled, he won a state title at 113 pounds. He's all the way up to 144. He's still unbeaten in his high school career despite bumping up five weight classes, which is incredible. Most of his wins are by tech fall, which makes me wonder about that sudden victory, 3-2 over Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville. How did that ever happen?
Right.
Weigel must at least have some kind of an idea how to wrestle this guy. Nobody else does. Well, what's happening? Let's give the listeners some play-by-play.
Well, there's all kinds of wrestling going on here. Nothing real close. I guess actually here is Kyle Wassinger of Richland Center. He's
well,
out there.
Let's do that.
Consolation match. He's up against Karen Crowley of Fenimore. That match is 1 minute into the first period. And this is at 0-0. Both guys are resting right near the edge of the mat on their feet here. They said, this is a consolation round, 138 pounds. The best you can do in this round here for the consolation is third place. Under 40 seconds to go here. Both wrestlers on their feet looking for inside control on their headlock. Now Kyle's going to a two-on-one tie there from the seat as Charlie backs out of that. Makes an attempt at a single leg tight down for Kyle inside. Now he's trying to switch around to the other leg. As Charlie is turning those hips, breaking the hip back to the mat, Kyle continues to drive into that left leg there. Now he's getting a little deeper on Charlie. Takedown would be big here. He's down to 5 seconds. He's not going to quite have enough time to score. But good effort there. Good effort for Kyle at the end of that period. 0-0. Darn near had a takedown. Bryce is going to be Crowley of Fenimore. He's going to take the bottom position. Start the second period. 2 minutes on the clock. As he gets set, Kyle will cover the right side. Looking at breakdown is Charlie is able to switch out, turns and faces him. Kyle's able to follow. And now Charlie works his way around, back around the leg as he's in deep in on Wasinger. And he's going to get the reversal. So Charlie of Fenimore will take the early lead here, or the first lead here, 2-0, midway through the second period. And here as he works to his feet, he's able to turn his face, gets the escape, down by two now. Down by one, excuse me. 2-1. Charlie's deep in on a single leg again, but Al's through the crotch trying to lift and turn. Got to shoot his hips from underneath there if he can. And to hook that leg. In good position here. There you go. Work his hips back up. Now he's doing a cross face, trying to peel that arm off, power half. There's the takedown. Nice takedown for Kyle. He ups his lead now 4-2, 45 seconds to go. Now he's got a deep power half. Charlie is still sitting on that leg, but Kyle's got a good deep power half pinning combination in here. He gets that shoulder to turn and gets some near fall here with 30 seconds to go. He'll be sitting pretty good. Let's not get it as Charlie is able to come back to his base, hands and knees, working up to his feet as Kyle drapes over top, tries to keep the weight on him. Charlie reaches back, grabs that ankle again. Now Kyle gets himself in tough spot there. He has to retreat, gets up the reversal, ends up making this a tied match 4-4. Closing seconds of the second period. Don't give up near fall here. Down to 2 seconds, no near fall. 4-4, start the third period. Karen Crowley, Fenimore, Kyle Wasinger, Richmond Center. Kyle is in the bottom position now as he gets set. Crowley covers off the whistle. Kyle's looking for hand control as Crowley grabs the ankle, drives him forward. Flattens out Wasinger. Wasinger's able to come back to his base. Get that base worked up. Get hands up to his feet. There he comes. Trying to get those hands clear. So he turns his face as he's able to move his feet. Still fighting there. He gets away. Breaks that hand. Able to turn and face him. So Wasinger takes a 1 point lead. 5-4. Guys, good position here in the middle of the mat. One minute to go, 1 point lead. There's an attempt at a single leg for Crowley. Kyle is able to just power half that, breaking that hand control. Just get that hip to flop over, but Crowley kind of regathers himself down low on that leg. No control yet. Kyle's doing a good job countering this deep single leg by Crowley. He was deep in on the left knee. Washington doing a good job keeping those hips back. Making it really tough for Charlie to solve, but now he does get himself a little deep there. He has to give up, turns, and gives up the reversal. So 7-5 lead now for Crawley as he takes the lead. The closing seconds here. Kyle's got to pick it up. Got to get a reversal to tie it up. Got to escape, and he's not going to have enough time to score. There's the final whistle. 7-6 victory for Karen Crawley for Fenimore.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll let you know how things are going with Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley. When our coverage continues, this is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61.